Life by the throttle. Play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 7 p.m. for cash and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Or his and hers Harley Davidson's. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley-Davidson Street 750s from Redding Harley-Davidson. Final drawing Thursday, October 27th. Cash up for grabs too. Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river and on a Harley-Davidson.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
News This Hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Matthew has made landfall in South Carolina now. The Hurricane Center describes what it calls a serious inland flooding event. In Georgia, Governor Nathan Deal says his focus remains on public safety.
It'll take time to restore power, to inspect bridges, and to remove the debris.
National Hurricane Center specialist Robbie Berg said a few hours ago that Matthew continued its northward trek.
Matthew is Category 2 hurricane. The maximum sustained winds are 105 miles per hour. We do think that Matthew will maintain hurricane strength at least through early Sunday, but that intensity should be decreasing as the storm moves to the northeast.
Even though now the storm is a minimal hurricane, it's blamed for at least four deaths in the U.S., all in Florida, and also leaving close to 500 people dead in Haiti. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump being widely condemned now by members of his own